tremendous looking trophy.
Hello, welcome to Platinum Flourish, number one PlayStation podcast in the Oceanias. My name's John Black, and joining me, as always, Ashley Hopley.
Hey, John, excited to be here on a super busy week for PlayStation.
No,
I was just getting people's hopes up.
I got to be honest, the thing I've actually been reading the most about this morning, or continuing to read about, not really directly PlayStation related, but this Dragon's Dogma thing that continues to intrigue me. Like the
anger,
the plague or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen this? So this is apparently one of the biggest complaints people have, and the reason behind the complaints around the save file thing, the fact that you can only have one and can't reload old saves, is that if something about, like, if people start to get sick or a plague starts to spread, so they all your pawns start to get sick or however it works, right? Then
what?
Your pawns. P-A-W.
Okay.
Pawns? How do you say it?
No, that's right. It just sounded like the other.
Pawns or pawns?
Yeah.
But, like, you don't really say pawns plural. You just say.
I don't know. You know?
Porno. That's how you can tell the difference.
Yeah, the pawn in the game gets very sick.
Yeah, so the pawn in the game gets very sick. Yeah. And then apparently it can spread, and then you can end up at a stage where, and I saw a video on Twitter, where people was like running around one of the main towns in the game, and every NPC was dead. Like, shopkeepers, main questline givers, side quest givers, everyone's dead. And this is what's caused one of the biggest things where people are like, well, this is bullshit because I can't reload an older save, so I actually have no way of completing the game because the main questline givers are dead. Which, if true, yes, that would be bad. However, if you are that much, apparently, from what I've seen on Twitter, and people were sharing videos and stuff, there was one person who said it took them 7 hours. But they managed to track down some in-game item that allows you to revive everyone in the world. So
that sounds like it was the quest.
Yeah. So that is, so if you, this is why I think this is like, it's kind of fun. If you are that bad and show that little care to the world and your pawn or whatever, and like this disease spreads and kills everyone, it's your fault.
Yeah. You need to fix it.
Yeah, you can fix it. And the people complaining about not being able to reload an old save, they just don't want to fix it.
They don't want to deal with the consequences of their actions.
Exactly. And I'm going to continue, as someone who still hasn't played this game, but I become more and more intrigued. I'm going to side with the fact of, I think this is quite unique, and I'm all for it.
Yeah. You know?
I know people fall on the thing of, yeah, but it's a video game, like, you should have multiple saves and all this sort of stuff. But then, these same motherfuckers, right, these people who are not complaining about multiple save files for this and whatever else, I guarantee these are the same people that when people ask for multiple difficulties on Souls games and stuff, say,
no, it's the game developer's vision. You can't add multiple difficulties.
And suddenly they're like, oh, well, in this case, the game developer's vision is wrong. We need multiple save files.
That's fair. You know?
That's what I think. And I think that's how they all sound, too. Just to clarify.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Animal Crossing, you know? They only want you to have one save file. One life or whatever in the game. Yeah, my only thing would be, it would be nice to have another save file if you wanted to do, like, a different build or, like, have another run going at the same time as your other run. But like I said, you can probably, like, cheese that. That's a little bit easier, you know?
I would assume the easiest answer to that would be, like, at least on PlayStation, you would just make another profile?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, I guess if you backed up your cloud save and then turned off cloud saves for that particular game, you could start a new one. They're the two easiest ones.
Oh, why should I have to do that again? Their vision is wrong.
Yeah, anyway. So Dragon's Dogma, yeah. So here, I just found on IGN, it says, by the way, they say this is slight spoilers, obviously, because this describes how the event plays out. It says, in Dragon's Dogma 2, you are the Arisen, a powerful individual with a specific destiny that involves, among other things, evoking total loyalty and obedience from a group of individuals known as Pawns. Pawns are a strange group of people with the ability to travel between different dimensions, aka different players' games, via something known as the Rift. As they obey the Risen in each world unquestionably, as a result, a typical playthrough of Dragon's Dogma 2 involves you forming an adventuring party by creating one pawn that will be yours through the whole game and hiring other pawns to your party that were made by other players and sent out into the Rift. However, Dragon's Dogma 2 players have come across something weird about certain pawns. Pawns seem to be able to contract and spread a disease called Dragon's Plague. In its early stages, players are reporting that their pawn will sometimes speak incoherently, which I'll say, first sign, right? You know. Disobey orders. Again, huge sign. If pawns, literally their number one thing is they will obey no matter what and they're disobeying, should be a fucking big sign. And have strangely glowing red eyes. Come on!
You're like, yeah, like, this is normal.
They're like, by the third stage, they're like, this is pretty fucking obvious if you haven't noticed your pawn's got a disease. They continue, there's no way to tell if a pawn has Dragon's Plague while in the Rift before hiring them, but once they are hired, the signs become apparent. If left unchecked, they will eventually... If left unchecked, then eventually resting at an inn will trigger a cutscene where the pawn in question transforms into a shadowy dragon and nukes an entire city, which will include killing off quest-critical NPCs. Yes, even NPCs necessary for the main story quest. It's pretty cool.
I mean, how much closer do you feel like you are to actually picking this game up?
A lot closer the more I read about it. I mean, it's a time thing. I went from I don't care and I have no plans to play this at all prior to release. As it's in the last week between it getting really good reviews and the more of like unique, I think it's the unique gameplay stuff like this and a few other things, because I didn't know anything about some of the stuff people are like, yeah, that's just like Dragon's Dogma 1, but improved. I don't know shit about Dragon's Dogma 1. Completely missed me, have no idea. I thought this was just another third-person, open world, you know, fantasy RPG. And I'm like,
yeah,
ain't nobody got time for that. The more I've seen about it, the more I go, there is a lot of at least unique ideas, which is what I'm looking for in my open world fantasy RPGs, I'd say. Unique ideas and unique gameplay elements that make me want to... I'm at this stage saying I'm definitely going to pick it up and try it, like, at some stage this year, compared to no. That's where I'm at. Because, I think there's just lots of funny stuff. I mean, they say here, so what do you do to cure Dragon's Plague? If you hire someone else's pawn that has the disease and you notice it, simply dismiss them immediately. Done. But it can be trickier if your pawn gets it, like it spreads, as you can't just dismiss them. And if they die and you revive them, that's still there. The only cure is, weirdly, to drown your main pawn by pushing them into a body of water. And then when you visit a rift stone to resummon them, they'll be completely cured.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, it's pretty bold. It's like, it's a pretty big social dilemma, you know? Ethical dilemma. Do you kill one person to save everybody, or, you know?
Yeah. So apparently, just let things happen. Wash them of their
sins. You just kill and revive them, I guess, you know? Worlds of magic.
I think it's fun. I think there's not enough weird shit in video games like this these days. And the fact that people are still trying to work out the fact that collectively,
how to work around it.
In an anger, people have been working how to solve it, I think is, stuff like that always interests me. All right, not many news stories to go over this week, so let's just get into them. By the way, Ash just got Rise of Ronin. Good job, Ash. So he should have some thoughts on that next week.
Yeah, what do you think of the game? What's your review?
Cool. Talk about it next week. mate, I've worked 6 of the last 7 days. Don't even start. PlayStation 5. lowest price currently, PSA, I guess this is. So coming from Press Start, they've got all the prices here. If you haven't got a PS5 yet and you're listening to this, the lowest price seems to be around $685. Target, Catch, Big W, highest, EB Games, Good Guys, those shitty places, $699 JB Hi-Fi, $698 Harvey Norman. But anyway, there's all that's currently at the lowest. So $685. And most other places probably just match the price anyway. So that is currently the lowest. The PS5 Slim console has been. So if you're looking to pick up PS5 for the first time, maybe a gift, maybe a secondary console, good time to get into it. Final Fantasy 16's Rising Tide DLC unleashes Leviathan on April 18th, writes the PlayStation blog. Now, we're talking about this, even though, of course, as people know.
Hate the game
with huge passion. I think it's one of the worst games ever made. No, I'm not that far. But anyway, following the release of Echoes of the Fallen last December, Final Fantasy 16's final DLC chapter, The Rising Tide, is set to release on April 18th, available individually or in a discounted expansion pass on the PlayStation Store. The upcoming paid DLC, which takes place before the ending of the main game, includes plenty of for fans to look forward to. An unmarked letter arrives at the hideaway containing a most curious request. The dominant of Leviathan, the long-lost icon of water, needs rescue. To heed this call, Clive and his companions must journey to Mysidia, a hidden land under a blue sky, where they'll uncover the tragic history of a forgotten people. I like the idea that, just as so the whole game's about like collecting all these, you know, collecting all the icons, like the summons, so you can beat them, and like you know you're approaching the end of the game because you know you've only got like one left, and then in a DLC they're like, there's another one. Like there's one over here. We didn't need that one though. That one wasn't cool enough. In addition to this level cap being raised to level 60 in story focus mode and action focus mode, level 110 in Final Fantasy mode, New Game Plus, blah, 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 blah. You get new abilities with the summons. You get new summon feats, of course, and new location to explore, new enemies, a new endgame battle content, Cairo's Gate. The Rising Tide introduces a challenging new mode unlocked after completing both the Rising Tide and main game scenarios. Players can plumb the depths of a virtual underworld, vanquishing wave after wave of internal foes. It's a strategy game. Okay. Free update version 1.30 arrives on the same day as the DLC release. It'll add the ability to return to a quest giver immediately with the new quick complete function. That's cool, actually. The amount of fucking fetch quests in this fucking game. Icon updates for important character quests. Don't know what that means. A new skill set feature which allows players to save up to 5 unique feet in the ability set. That makes sense because they're adding a new icon. Abilities and accessories adjusted for easier use. Don't know what that means. New custom controller type allows for freely customizable button layouts. Yeah, cool. Tone correction, screen effects, and more added to photo mode. Numerous new orchestration roles added.
Cool.
You ever going back to this game? No, still right?
Probably still not, no.
Yeah, guess what? Because you were on
here. Not until time frees up.
Yeah, never. And so you're never going back to this game.
Nothing new comes out. Like the internet breaks down and all I have is that disc.
All you have is that disc. No digital games, nothing else. They all get wiped. You've just got that disc.
Yeah, if games stop coming out and I can't buy any more games, then I'll probably get around to it.
I don't think you would. I think even in that case, you wouldn't go back to it.
If I was like sick of all the other games that I've regularly played.
I thought you'd just.
Or if there's like some sort of job that required me to play Final Fantasy 16.
Like some sort of monetary
deal or something, you know?
So you're getting paid to play the game?
Yeah.
Just continuously.
Until I finish it.
Until you finish it, right.
Yeah.
So that's about, what, a fortnight?
Maybe
I'd like at a you know, normal working week sort of scenario.
Yeah, potentially.
What do you do after that?
I don't know. Trade it in.
But then you've got no game supply. Like, that's it. That was the last game you had.
Well, not unless the second scenario.
Do you get another job?
Yeah, I guess so.
You go back to your old job?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, guys, I know I quit 2 weeks ago, but...
Well, it depends on how much you're getting paid, you know?
Oh, fucking hell. Stellar Blade demo is coming out April 26th. The demo, this is coming from PlayStation blog. The demo takes place from the very beginning of the game when Eve, a member of the 7th Airborne Squad, is sent to Earth on a mission to reclaim the planet from the Natiba up to the first boss fight. The first stage will include the tutorial phrase to help you familiar yourself with the basic combat features as you explore post-war Eidos 7, a human city now infested by the Natiba, giving you an early grasp of gameplay mechanics that will serve you throughout the game's story. We also have a little surprise included for players who complete the first stage. From the smooth 60 frames per second combat to the haptics, you'll feel free the DualSense wireless controller. There are various charms of the game that you can only confidently appreciate for a hands-on experience. For those that complete the demo stage, you can carry over your save data when the full game releases on April 26th, starting from the last checkpoint. Please note that save data must be stored on your PS5 system. The demo will be available March 29th. It may have posted early, about 2 weeks ago. I don't think we've mentioned, but that was the thing that happened. Did you see that?
Yeah, it did. And they like pulled it like and deleted it from people's like accounts as well. Like,
yeah, because apparently they posted the full game.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they went to put the demo up. And they posted
and they transferred the, someone put the wrong file and they're just sitting there going, why is it taking so long to upload? You know, this however many gig thing. And it turns out it's the entire massive game.
Yeah. So apparently they uploaded the whole game and then they had to do that thing similar to PT where they've like, not often do you see things where it's like, you literally cannot.
No, I mean, no. Like with PT, you redeemed it, you could still play it. With this, they like fully wiped it.
Yeah. They nuked it.
Like, you couldn't play it. I guess you could have if you downloaded it, installed it, and then like cut the internet to your PS5. Mm. But who would think to do that? You know,
I saw someone think to do that, but that was after they found out it was like, I saw people post about they wish they'd done that.
Mm.
Did
you just? I assume you downloaded like, oh, this is a really big file. That's really weird.
What is that thing sometimes where? Like, yeah, you just, like, it's a big game. Like, you're like, oh, yeah, like, this, maybe you just don't think about it. I mean, I
or you think, people, oh, I'm downloading the entire game, but it's just going to be locked off.
Yeah, as that, soon as, you know, I think is a, yes.
That you'd be like, that's a weird thing to do for a demo, but, you know, whatever.
But then it's like, if you, then maybe it's a thing that you go to, you buy the full game, and it's like, you don't have to download the whole game again. Just like,
but no, it's just the entire game.
Just the whole game. I'm keen to probably dive into at least.
I mean, I'll give it a demo. Yeah.
I'm more likely to try demos when they do this, where they're like, hey, our demo is literally just the first like couple hours of the game. And then if you like it, keep playing it. Like,
yes. That's it. It's much easier to jump into, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like you're wasting as much time because
yes,
you don't have to replay it. You just continue on when the full game's in.
Also, easy content next week.
True.
Just with all these quiet weeks, you know.
Something to talk about. I mean, I've been keen for this. I think the only thing I've been keen for it most of the time. I think the only thing that I've sort of been turning me off is the a lot of the GamerGator people have sort of been
is what women are meant to look like in video games.
Yeah, but yeah,
just jiggling everywhere.
I'm like trying to be like, well, they're just like co-opting this as their symbol of apparently what women in video games should look like. I'm like, it's not the game's fault, technically. Like, when the character does look stupid, but like,
yeah,
you know, but you know, just I don't know. Anime titties aren't going anywhere. You know what I mean?
No, like, they're just part of life. Yeah,
they're part of life at this stage. And some people, like those GamerGate people, see anime titties and go, that's a real woman.
That's what and other real people women look see like.
Anime titties and go, that's a bit dumb. Where do you fall on the spectrum? You know, apparently some people think, you know,
it's in the middle.
In the middle. So I can't really blame the game. So
they're dumb, but you know, it'd be nice to see. I'm sure women do look like that, and I'm sure they're lovely. But it's anyway, not necessary.
Not sure if probably just end the show. Thank you for checking out, listening to this shorter episode of Platinum Explosion this week. cut Ash off before he keeps going. Let us know any comments, questions, concerns you've had about the show by either tweeting us or joining our Discord, explosionnetwork.com/Twitter, explosionnetwork.com/Discord. And if you'd like to support the show and/or explosionnetwork.com, the website in which the podcast comes from, you can do that. Head on over to our Ko-fi page. It's located at explosionnetwork.com/support. Every trophy counts and every dollar counts. Goodbye.